in your Bible for 2 Timothy, chapter number 4. It's all real familiar scripture. There's one little verse that I want to read in the book of James and leave it with you. Again, chapter 1 of James, verse number 12. I want to read this and just leave it with you. Then we're going back to 2 Timothy. Then James said, "Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him."
Think about it. Bless you, Father. Do you love him?
There's a promise to the people that love God.
Amen.
Yes.
There's greater promises this morning than we realize. When we look through this whole book right here and realize the things that God had promised us, and we look at this and we think, well, hey, this is something God owes me. We feel like that God owes us something this morning. He has made promises after promises to us. But until we do what he says, there's conditions to these promises that he made.
Amen.
I think about this, and the further I go, and the more that I see, and the more that I read in this book right here, the closer the end gets for me.
Yes.
Bless you, Father.
A lot of people are not looking forward to this. And I wonder a lot of times why that we maybe grumble and complain. About the things that's taking place maybe around us and with us and in us. I know this morning that everything's on probably on Sister Greg. Everybody got her on their mind this morning. Now there's no doubt about that.
Bless you.
I've been praying for her all night long, and this morning just began to pray about her. And
bless the Lord.
It'll be a loss for this church.
Amen.
I know maybe the family thinks it's just a total loss to them.
Bless the Lord.
This church will miss that woman when she's gone.
Amen.
Now then, you may have that on your mind, but let me tell you something this morning. God is no respecter of persons.
Right. Amen.
They've nothing to say that some of the youngest are in here.
Right.
Will go out before she does.
Right. Amen.
So we need to be ready for that hour.
Amen.
Right. He may add, if it comes her time to go, this is one that I feel like has laid up over yonder against the day that's just ahead.
Bless you, Father.
session.
Yeah, think about Paul. Did you ever go back and study about his conversion and what he was doing when the Lord come to him? I believe the scripture said he had letters.
Yeah.
Go down. To gather up people to persecute. The Christians. James said something to me this week, and I thought, well, hey, I really don't know about this, but the more I think, probably the more that's right. Said a preacher made the statement that the church needed to be persecuted a lot more than it is. That didn't sound just right to start with, Brother Donna.
That's important.
Now, I wonder what happened with us this morning. Anybody ever begin to run you down, begin to put you down, and everything say all manner of things about you? Everybody wants to get even. We kind of want to get even with everybody when they do these things. But I wonder what some old time persecution against the church. I wonder if it would cause us to turn and repent and get a hold of God again.
Yep, Lord.
Amen. Maybe that's what we need this morning. I don't know. Amen. The church world needs something. Amen. To help us up. And help us to get where God wants us to be. Amen. If I look at us this morning, amen, and I could ask you this question.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. How many of us this morning wants to be presentable, amen, to God this morning?
Yes.
How many of you would love to be really presentable to Him this morning?
Right.
Amen. We're going to read some scripture. I'm going to read several verses.
Bless you, Father.
It ain't something you ain't heard a lot of times. Amen. I'm going to tell you this right here, and I can read this right here, and amen, it begin to crawl back on me and begin to help me to realize just how little, amen, that I have been, how little that I have done in my lifetime. I don't know whether you can look at this and see it or not. If you ever consider it in your life. Amen, but I've come up short this morning. But here is a man that wrote the biggest part. Amen, of the New Testament.
Bless you, Father.
A lot of people talk about him and it's not the other, but he had a testimony. He had one this morning that I believe reaches beyond anything maybe that we would ever imagine in our life. Amen. I'm talking about a man that hated the Christian world. Didn't like them. Done everything he could against them.
Yes.
Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse number 1. It said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when... For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own love shall they heap to themselves teachers having engineered.
Amen.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fable, unto fable. But watch thou in all things. Endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I, don't you listen. He said, for I am now ready to be offered.
Yes.
And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. Amen. This morning, I don't know about you. Don't know what you, amen, think about life and how things have been with you. Amen. Down to this hour of time. Amen. But I want you to know. Amen. This morning, Brother Ed, I feel like that I've come up, amen, a lot shorter, amen, than a lot of people have.
Amen.
These men out somewhere, that's a lot more. Amen. Thank God, maybe up in things better than I am. Amen. That understands this thing better maybe than I do. Amen. Brother Don, they have fought a fight. Amen. Now they've been things carried. Amen. To court. Amen. Again, men of God in our days. Amen. They're still carried some. Amen. Before our court, trying. Amen. Thank God to put them down and have to do away with them. But listen. Amen. This morning, folks. Amen. If we'll hold out. Amen. I'm talking about hold out. Amen. If I'm this time, and if before us this morning, amen, we'll get something in return. I wonder after a while. Well, amen, I believe Paul was seeing that. Amen, I believe Paul did. Amen, he fought a good fight. Amen, and he finished his course. Amen, somewhere, amen, you're going to finish your course.
Amen.
That's it, Lord.
You're going to finish yours somewhere. Amen, but I wonder this morning just how good that it'll be. Amen. We can take inventory this morning. Amen. I'm talking about each one of them. Yeah. Amen. Take good inventory, amen, of our lives this morning.
Right.
Amen. I wonder, amen, if I come to each and every one of you, amen, this morning, what kind of word? Amen. Maybe if you were to fix him to lay down, amen, this old life. Here Paul realized, amen, that his time, amen, had come.
Yes.
And he realized that.
Yes.
Amen. But Paul said he had fought a good fight. He finished his course. And he had kept the faith.
Amen.
Amen. This morning.
Oh,
I wonder right now, amen, just how many of us can say that this morning? Amen, how many of us have fought that fight this morning? Amen, folks. Amen, we're living in a time. Amen, that we need to be a fighting that fight.
Amen.
Amen. If we don't begin to find now, amen, and do something in a hurry, amen, we're fixing to find out. Amen. The adversary, amen, is out there, and he's fixing to take over.
Amen.
Are we just going to be willing to just go along and get along with him?
Yes.
Amen. I want to say this right here. Amen. It ain't all missionaries over yonder. Amen. Thank God it's over there for the right reason, but I figure they saw. Amen. There's over there paying a price. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I having to suffer the thing. Amen. Thank God that he is. Amen. Over yonder, how to try to win the soul. Amen. Over there to God. Amen. And they're suffering. How they're paying for things.
Bless you,
God. Here we are sitting here in America. Amen. Supposed to be in the land of the free.
Yes.
How many of you feel like you have all the freedom in this old world to worship God like you ought to? How many of you feel like you've got that freedom?
Bless you, Father.
Bless His name. Amen. This morning. God give us a right this morning. Yeah. He give it to you. He give it to me. Amen. He give it to everybody else. Amen. To live and worship and serve God after the dictates of our heart and according to that book.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm just laying down just here. Amen. Thanks for saying clips in my mind just now that I hadn't thought about in this matter.
Amen, Lord.
Amen. Paul said he had fought that fight. And I look at just how little. Amen. Thank God that I stood again. Amen. Just how little that I have done. Amen. For the cause of Christ. Amen. In this land, how that we're living in.
Amen. Oh, guilty.
Bless you, Father.
Amen. Mike said something to me a while ago. Sitting right here on this bench. I was talking about maybe switching jobs. For one reason or the other there.
Bless you, Lord.
Because of the petty feelings and the misunderstandings that get their feelings hurt.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. We're living in the church world today, Mike, the same way. Just like it.
Bless you, Father.
Just because of his little hairdo, he got his feelings hurt. Bless. Somebody said something about it. Well, I really don't know what it looked like, but it don't matter to me. Amen, but that sounds petty, peace and content to wear it that way. What does it matter what everybody else thinks? All right.
Bless the Lord.
That's the attitude probably they've got. Mm-hmm. But listen to me. Amen. The church world has got pretty much the same attitude.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen, preacher. You leave this right here alone, and you preach on that over yonder.
Yeah.
I know that's what everybody likes. Amen. They lose there to go by. You, if they give you a job to do, they intend for you to do that job, or they'll find somebody that will.
Amen.
Amen. God intends, amen, for you and I to do our job. Amen. Or He's going to find somebody that will this morning.
Amen.
Yes, and Lord.
He's going to find somebody that will. How many of y'all want to do your job this morning? But you ain't got no job.
Bless you, Lord. Bless
you. You can't tell me that. I don't care who you are.
Yes.
You've been saved, you've been washed in the blood, and your name wrote down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. God give you a voice. Amen. To speak and tell people, amen, about Him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you, I can see Paul. Amen. I can totally imagine. Maybe in our mind just a little bit. Amen. Just maybe how Paul really was. I think about James a lot of times. Amen. And James gets pretty tired on some things once in a while. Amen. Well, I really don't see nothing wrong in some of it. Or all of it, not just some of it, all of it. But listen to me this morning. James ain't done nothing beside of what Paul done in his day.
Amen.
For Paul preached some things to people.
Yeah.
Amen. That got him put in prison.
Right.
It got him beat.
Yes.
Amen. Got all manner of things done to him. Amen. But here was a man. Amen. That had a love for God. And a meant to follow God. And do all that he said. And regardless what it cost him here.
Yes.
How many of us this morning are willing to do what God said to do on this side, regardless what the world says? Are you willing to do it?
Yes, Lord.
Like some of this, if it can come back and get us. Amen. Now, Brother Don, I might get down to the end of this thing. I'd love to hear. I'd love to be able to say them very words. That I have fallen good fight.
Yes.
Amen. I love to fight the fight.
Amen.
Do you want to fight it this morning?
I'm going to use you for just a minute.
Amen, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Amen. If I got mine put in that spot.
Bless you, Father.
For he could handle it, he thought he could handle it fast. But he's come to a place. That you're tired of that God, right? Why? Because whining people. Because of whining people. You have to listen to every little whining thing. Amen. That goes on. No man could think. But if somebody's got to whine. Amen. We're living in a church world. Amen. Of people. And it's got nothing to do. I'm going to find something. Yeah. Have to whine about. Now let's get right.
Yeah.
Amen. With God. Now let's serve Him. Yeah. Now do our best. And regardless of what the world says about us.
Amen. Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. Yes.
Hey, man, I'm going to say something right here. I don't know of anything right now.
Yes, your Father.
That God would put on my heart that I couldn't preach to you about. I don't know nothing right now. If he said preach it, I just want to preach it. Amen. Just want to preach it.
Amen, Lord.
Amen. I want to be pleasing to him, Mike.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody looks for it. Sunday morning.
Yes.
Amen. Preacher, we got to have a song or two. Amen. It's a preacher. And we're satisfied. Let's go to the house.
All right. It's true. Lord help.
What happened to some of this? Amen. I'm talking about some of that. Amen. Thank God. How more people get a hold of God. Amen. In heaven begin to roll back. Amen. And the Spirit of God would come in on us. Amen. And flood our souls and cause us to rejoice. Amen. This morning, because our name has been wrote.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Why can't we rejoice this morning?
Happy morning. Yes.
Why can't we?
Thank you, Father.
I'm going to say something to you here. Hey, man, Oscar fixing to face God. I'm talking about the judge of judges.
Right.
Yes.
I'm talking about the one that holds the authority.
Amen.
Yes.
To pass sentence and judgment on me. Right. And you.
Amen.
I wonder if he had to pass judgment on us this morning. Just how we would stand.
Amen.
Amen. There are a lot of things. Amen. That I didn't dream, maybe, in a place or two with Billy Graham. I really didn't. Maybe I had a place or two. I just couldn't hook with him on some things. But overall, his own saying is, that man kept him nose clean.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Amen. Now you look back at the rest of them. Amen. There's always something somebody could find wrong with some folks. Amen. But I honor him for one time. Amen. I hold it from here to here. I believe Paul, when he was here on this earth, from the time Paul, amen, when the light shined around him and blinded him, from that day until this day here when it's time for him to depart, I believe he kept it right, don't you?
Yes, sir.
I mean, he kept it right, had to have it right, and had to write all of what he wrote in the Scriptures.
Right.
I wonder how much was said about him because of his preaching. And then you read part of it, you'll find where some didn't like it because they put him in prison for it.
Right. Amen.
You'll find some of the other disciples. Amen. Where they stood from the cause of Christ, amen, and they put them in prison for it. They beat them, they done all of these things just because, amen, of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's all it was.
Amen.
Amen. But there's not enough about us, amen, in the day that we're living in, to stand against the things that He stood against. Hey man, I don't believe you'd find a place in there. Hey man, where Paul said that homosexuality, hey man, was okay. Or we could just live with it, get along with it. He never said them kind of things.
Amen.
Paul didn't stand for it.
Right.
Hey man, when we come to the place, it don't bother us. Why, preacher? Amen. We got to run it for our presidential election. Ain't nothing but abomination. That's all it is. Amen. And whoever they are, wherever they are, amen. You tell them, oh, Oscar Williams, amen, said it was abomination in the sight of God. Amen. I don't care. Amen. God said it was wrong. Amen. And I say it's wrong.
Amen.
Question, Father.
Whether I would say or whether I wouldn't, it's still wrong.
Amen.
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 Why? Because God said it.
Right.
Amen. We're living in a world that can come to grips with its hand. Oh, they can live how they want to. It ain't nothing to me. Amen. I'm going to say something to you this morning. It is something to you.
Amen.
It is too.
Amen. It is something to you.
I
That's a lot to me.
And a lot of this right here, amen, where we are refusing, amen, to step up and take responsibility.
Amen.
Amen. And some of that stuff back you're talking about maybe doing on the job down there. Amen. If you stepped in and done things maybe like you thought they really ought to be done, amen, the higher ups would step in and override you. Amen. Thank God, and you'd lose your credibility. Amen. The people around you. Now listen to me this morning. Amen. Oh, preacher. Amen. This morning people wonder why. Amen. The preachers in our day are losing their credibility. Amen. In the time that we are living in. Amen. Thank God, some of us have got, well, most of us have got too many wives. How to be able to feel this part right here. Amen. Thank God, but it's all right in the day that we are living in. I just go ahead, preacher. Amen. Tell us what we want to hear.
Amen.
Bless you, Father.
We'll talk about that no more. Why? Amen. You listen, Oscar, this morning. Amen. I got friends that's in that very condition. Friend I've had for a long time. They're in that condition. Amen. Does that make it right? No. Amen. That touch is wrong for them. It's the one down the road.
Right. Bless you, Father.
Help me, Lord.
Amen.
Use it, Lord.
Now then. Amen, everybody. Well, they love to look at one thing. Preacher, there's qualifications in there for you. That they are. Mm-hmm. Amen, Tommy. There's qualifications in there for you.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Amen. The church looks at you and they expect you, amen, to be just like this. They look at the preacher and they say, boy, you ought to be just like this. Amen. An example, is that right?
Bless you, Father.
Where does that leave y'all? Where does that leave y'all? You got the Father the example. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If I hold this book right here good, amen, every one of y'all ought to hold it good.
Amen.
Amen. If I err from it somewhere, amen, you ain't supposed to err from it.
Bless you, Father.
You're supposed to hold it right. Amen. You're supposed to help me. Amen. Get where I ought to be with it.
Yeah.
I believe Paul would have stood again. Homosexuality.
Bless you, Father.
Who wrote the book of Romans? I wonder what he had to say about them in there. If I understand right, the scripture said he give them up. And he gave them up. They wouldn't quit and they wouldn't turn, so he gave them over. Amen. And when they was given over, I believe that was the end of it.
Yeah.
I believe that was the end of it. I believe that was doomed right there. I know this right here ain't selling well.
Thank you, Lord.
Happen, Lord.
But it ain't gonna change what's in that book right there.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
Make sure you off in an area that you don't need to be in. I guess maybe I am. But that's what the Lord said to you.
Preach it.
Amen. He charged Timothy. He said, preach the word. He said, preach it.
Amen. Yes.
That's the only way anybody will ever be saved. It's through the preached word of God.
Amen.
Right.
That's the only way they'll ever be saved. If they never hear the word preached, they'll never be saved. Preacher, you mean they can't get saved under somebody's good training? And they ain't what the book says.
Foolishness of preaching.
I believe it was through the foolishness.
Bless you, Father.
Amen. This right here I know looks foolish to most people. They even look foolish to you this morning. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. Amen. We're going to have to come out. Amen. From among the world. And we're going to have to get ourselves. Amen. Separated from the world.
Bless you, Father.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, and Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Hey man, we're in trouble this morning. Our nation is in trouble. Our people in the churches are in trouble.
Yes.
Hey man, the preachers in our day is in trouble.
Yes.
Because we have failed in preaching against sin.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. It's one thing.
Help me, Lord.
It's one thing.
Bless him, Lord.
Get up here and tell y'all, sin's wrong. Sin's going to take you to hell. Amen. That's one thing everybody understands. Sin is going to get you.
Yes.
How many understand that sin what's going to take people down?
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless God.
You are proving me now. Amen. This morning.
Bless you, Lord.
What is sin? What is it? Well, you can flip over to Galatians, you find out. It begins to name all things that sin. Everybody think, boy, when it ends right there, it don't end there. It said, and such like. Such like. Hey man, it don't matter what the preacher says no more. I'm going to live how I want to, the way I want to. Amen, preacher, you can preach against all you want to. Amen, I'm still going to do this right here. Let yourself. Amen, I can't stop you from doing it. But I am going to tell you something this morning. Amen, thank God that you may not like.
Listen.
I told you this. One thing right here is a homosexual. Homosexuality is a sin. It's abomination in the sight of God.
Yes.
Amen. Everybody in here agree with that, don't we? Mm-hmm. Why everybody have to go up over that matter? Hey man, when you mention the drunk, a lot of people don't think too much about it. It don't matter. You know, just a little here and there, be all right. Amen. Tell me what the difference in a pig and a hog is. What's the difference in a drown drinker and a drunk? And that is still wrong.
Amen.
It's still sin. He'll still get you into hell this morning. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. I've come to grips with that. Amen. Just a little, if you don't believe that. Amen. You go down here to some of the big churches. Amen. That we have in town and get in the basement and begin to dig around a little down there. Amen. And see what kind of bottles that you may found here.
Amen.
In the corner and in the closet. To where they meet and have their little drink, social drink. Amen. They do it.
Yes.
It's a going on. Right here in DeKalb County. Cherokee County. Jackson County. And all the others around.
Right.
What? Don't set well out of God, does it?
Oh, Lord.
It just don't set well there. Preacher, I don't believe in all that stuff. I don't either.
Right.
And I don't practice it.
Amen.
So I can leave that alone. And then y'all can just leave it alone. Stay away from it. I'm pretty sure everybody in the house can't just push it aside and leave it alone. Don't have nothing to do with it. Ah, it ain't too bad. We can buddy up with them and say, ah, it don't bother me. You go ahead. What you ought to do is stand right in your face and tell them, hey, it's sin.
Right.
Amen. It'll take you to hell. Amen. How many would do that this morning? Would you tell a fellow that you drank and go carry to hell?
Bless you, Father.
Well, I'm here to tell you something this morning. The Bible said, as judgment find you, or as death find you, so shall the judgment.
Amen.
That's what the book said.
Amen.
That ain't what Oscar said. That's what the book said.
Yeah.
Amen. So, if you're caught in death out there in homosexuality, that's just how you're going to meet God.
It don't help to name these things, do it?
Hey, man, a lot of people are telling a little lie and sneak around and think, well, you know, this ain't too bad. Hey, man, I can get by with this one right here. And people around that, you give them some kind of an excuse, hey, man, you'll find out what they'll ease around with. That ain't too bad. Maybe that ain't too bad. God won't hold that against you. Amen. I'm going to tell you something this morning. God did not send His Son down here to hang, bleed, and die on an old rugged cross that you could see Him and get by with.
Amen.
How many believe ever how you leave this old world in death, you'll face God just that way?
Amen. A little preacher out on Sand Mountain says you ain't a getting by with nothing.
Well, that's right. You will not get by. Don't care how little, how much. Hey, man, we've come to the grips with some things. Hey, man, little things don't amount to much. I wonder what it said about the little foxes in the book. The little foxes.
Right.
One that slip in. They get the grapes.
Right.
Little sins creep in. What we're calling a little sin. God just called it sin. And now when we let it creep in. And creep in. And creep in to like, well, it's all right. Amen. A liar has got no place in the kingdom of God. You hear me?
Amen.
Amen. A thief has got no place in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't believe that homosexual has got a place in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Do you?
No, sir.
Amen. A martyr has got no place in the kingdom of God.
Yes,
I know y'all will fall out me for this over here. Amen. He said, preach the word, and I'm going to do my best.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's more to tell it to you just like it is.
Bless you, Father.
I believe in the beginning of it, he said, to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and mind. Amen. The next, I believe he said, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now then, if we can get that right there, God, and then all these others will take care of their self.
Yes.
I believe the scripture said all the law and the prophet hang on them too. Amen. So, we don't like a liar, we don't like a thief.
Bless you, Father.
You might as well just smile over the man if he steals the boot and I didn't cry.
Amen.
Amen. We're living in the most hand of something right here that is real popular in our day. I know, but it's real popular. Amen. I wonder this morning if we went through, amen, a mile radius around here of this church right here, how many people and how many couples would you actually find that's actually put together in the bond of matrimony the way that God put it together?
That's important.
How many of them would you find?
Bless you, Father.
Heaven, Lord.
And a lot of them that you find still together, amen, out running around on one or cheating on one another. But we're living in a time when shacking up is one of the most popular things in the day that we live in.
Amen.
Amen. It's all right to shack up. Everybody's doing it.
Bless you, Father.
Preacher, what are you? I'm telling you, it's a sin. It's an abomination sight of God.
Yes, it is.
Amen. People don't like to hear about it. Y'all didn't want to hear about it this morning, did you?
Bless you, Lord.
Y'all don't want to hear this. Amen. But I'm telling you, the shacking up, amen, is an abomination. It's a sin in the sight of God.
Amen.
It's wrong.
Bless you, Lord.
We've got other gods that has got a hell of the God.
Right.
We've got them.
Amen. Yeah.
Something in our life that means more to us than God does.
Amen.
This world. I mean, if you read on down in the scripture right there, you'll find where Paul said that all of them have forsaken him. He was by himself. He was sending word for to bring Mark, so bring him with you, Luke. They were good for him in the ministry.
Yep, and Lord.
Amen. We're living in the day. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't through this, brother. You just stay with me just a minute.
Preach it.
Amen. We're living in the day. There's very few men out yonder that I would want to call to come and help me out here at Mount Moriah Church. Why?
Amen.
And sometimes you trust and then sometimes you don't. Amen. I can't hear nothing.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. That don't mean anything in the day and time that we're living in. For all nationalities to meet and mingle.
Amen.
It don't matter no more.
Amen.
Just do it.
That ain't what the Bible says.
Amen. I believe the Scripture teaches us. Amen. That He set boundaries.
Yes.
For each one. Amen. And I don't know how in the world we've come up with all these different, amen, nationalities or colors. Lord, I believe according to the Scripture, I believe red, yellow, black, and white.
Yes.
I believe that's all there really was. But they have crossed us. Amen. So nobody's got a true bloodline anymore.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, and Lord.
Lord, I never got there. Amen. I wonder about eyes this morning. I wonder how the bloodline is since you got born again.
Right.
How is that bloodline this morning? Is it kept pure?
Bless you.
Amen. I'm going to say this to you. Now, all these things I've been preaching to you about, amen, you've got them in your family and I've got them in mine.
Amen.
Somewhere they are in mine.
Right.
You may not know exactly where they are, but they're not.
Yes.
This right here is what gets down to the place that church folks will separate themselves from you. They do it. They'll do it. Preacher, that's some of this you don't have to. Yes, you do. You might think some of it we don't need to say anything about. But the book was again and why? Hey, now do we have to die?
Right.
I wonder this morning, how many of us love our neighbors as ourselves? Right, fire is going to kill this thing for just about everybody.
Yes.
It'll just about kill it for everybody.
Yes, you, Father.
There's more in loving this neighbor than we know. Amen. We'll love that neighbor enough to not covet what's his.
Right, amen.
Not to desire to have what he's got. That's what God blessed him with. You've got what God blessed you with. Be content with it.
Right.
But we're not content anymore.
Bless you, Father.
Oh, you say, oh, preacher, I ain't covenant. And I ain't going to ask my husband or some other woman husband or some other man wife. That ain't all of it.
Bless you, Father.
Amen. There's a lot of that going on. And that don't mean nothing anymore either.
Amen.
It don't mean nothing. Amen. How do you know that, preacher? All you got to do is look around and watch people. There's more of it going on today than we ever thought about. Preacher, you just told me everything just more. No, not everything, just what the Lord's laying on my heart for the time being. Amen, but I'm going to say something to you this morning, preacher. I look you in the eye while I'm telling you this. I'm not afraid, not ashamed to look you in the eye. But we're living in a world that is content to go down and meet God. Amen. Living in our sins. Amen. In the day that we're living in.
Amen.
We don't care.
Thanks.
Adultery wrong. Fornication wrong. Amen. It's a sin. It's an abomination to God. But listen to me. Everybody likes to hang up just on them. That ain't all the book says.
Amen.
There's a lot more in there than that. It's all going to get up. Amen. That's why I left this morning. Amen. I just wonder how many in the house. Hey man, is content to go down and meet God like you are.
Bless him, Lord.
How many of you are content to go meet him just like you are?
Bless him, Father.
Well, I tell you, this right here, I dread thee coming here this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
When I read that scripture, amen. We do not have a desire to want to be molded to this book right here.
Right.
You don't want to have it be molded to it. Why, preacher? And then when we took out too much of the worldly thing. Amen. I've got to sort of fit in over here. I ought to be able to tell them a joke once in a while and get them to laugh. I don't got to be a part of that right there.
Amen.
You don't have to be a part of that right there.
Right. Amen.
Now then, if you're guilty, now then, when you like to hang up on certain ones, at least 10 commandments, you better be real careful. You better be real careful. For you'll read it and it tells you what not to do.
Amen.
It tells you in the beginning there what to do. But there actually tells you what not to do.
Amen.
And what was it James said? Amen. We don't like this little verse right here. Because it draws us back into some things. Amen. But we're facing the time right here. Amen. You're going to give an account.
Right.
Amen. You will stand in the judgment. Amen. Paul was ready right there. He knows. Amen. That his time would come. Amen. And he was fixing to stand in the judgment of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning. Amen. You take it however you want. Live however you want. Amen. I can't make it no different. But I am going to tell you this right here. Sin is fixing to take you down.
Yes.
Sin is fixing to take you down. How many in here this morning? I want you to just be honest with me now. How many in here is upholding them ten, just the ten commandments?
Bless him, Lord.
Who holding them up?
Bless him, Lord.
So where does that give us a right to pour a finger at this or that or that?
Amen.
Amen. I ain't your judge this morning, but I can read to you out of there what the judge said.
Right.
Bless the Lord.
It ain't my judgment, it's his. If you're guilty, you'll stand in the judgment part.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. Don't care what your name is. Amen. When you stand there, you'll stand there one on one. Amen. When Mike gets there, he's not going to stand there for Tracy and Heidi, these others. Amen. It's going to be a one-on-one thing.
Amen.
Yeah. It's going to be him that stands in the judgment for himself.
Right.
Paul, James said here, chapter number 2 and verse number 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one part,
he's guilty of all.
Guilty of all.
Right.
Boy, that brought it around real close, though.
Amen.
Amen.
Now then, I want you to maybe talk to me, tell me. If I went through all these commandments and I lived all of them, but this one. If I'd done them all, but this one right here. And I didn't keep this one, what about the rest of it? Huh? What about the rest of it?
Guilty.
That tired of folks get closer than we want to hear. Amen. I'm going to say it just like it is. He said, if you're guilty in one point, you're guilty of all.
Thank you, Father.
Boy, them Ten Commandments are pretty strict.
Yes.
Stricter than we're going to leave it.
Amen.
You understand? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody's looking for somebody to give them out on things. Amen. Everybody loves to hear something that would give me just a little bit of consolation. Hey, I'm not going to be held accountable for this. I'm going to get by with it.
Everybody do. How many times you heard that?
Lord, have mercy. Hey, man, if you're guilty in one of them,
you're guilty of
all of it. You're guilty of all of it.
What the book said.
So, be real careful when you put your hand on certain things and you're doing something else behind everybody's back.
Amen.
Free fixing to get you.
Right.
The judgment of God is going to set upon you. They may be doing wrong. You may not uphold this. But you be careful about the rest of them. Prayer's fixing to get you.
Right.
Yep, and more.
Hey, man, I asked everybody here to obey more commandments than just them 10 in that book right back. We are living in a time that sin is okay. We're living in a world today. There ain't nothing wrong with this. There ain't nothing wrong with that. This is okay. That's okay. They've never taken account what God's book said about it.
Amen.
Amen. What His book said is what's going to count.
Right.
Amen. You're not going to stand in Oscar's judgment. And Oscar ain't going to stand in yours.
Amen.
But I'm telling you this right here. As sure as we were in this house this morning, amen, you're fixing to stand before, amen, an almighty God and give an account, amen, good or bad.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen, you know what used to happen back then? I thought about this and I've heard it before. Remember, way back yonder, about all you had to contend with were drunks and bootleggers. But if you'll check it out and go back and get all the records you can get, amen, everybody in the community that belonged to the church, the pastors, amen, everybody else, they requested prayer. Amen, for the old bootlegger in the community. And if you get that bootlegger saved, and put a stop to that drunk who'll run into his house. Now, preacher, that just stops that. Yeah, but he may have to go another 20 miles to get it to the next time. We, today, if they pray for them drunks and bootleggers, they got them saved in the community they was in. Amen. I wonder what's in our community here today.
Right.
You would be surprised just to know what's in this community right here within probably a 2 mile radius of this church. You'd be surprised what's here.
Amen.
There's a lot more here than most people know about. Hey man, they have a bunch of drug makers out there. Did you know that?
Yes.
They're making it on every side. They're killing the kids with it. But if you could pray for that old drug maker, get him saved. If you get him saved, that might save some kids' life. For they might not get the drug that would take them out of here. Boy, listen to the news sometimes, it just makes you sick. Somebody say, "Oh, preacher, they ain't gonna need you getting into some of this. Listen to me. Amen. There's one right back yonder and three are sitting right here. Amen. It may not bother you. It may not affect you. Amen. But when I listen to the news, Brother Don, amen, just every few days you hear of somebody, a teenage kid, little kid, some worse, most of them girls have been abducted and hauled off.
Right.
Why? Because of some perverted heathen in this world, amen, it ought to be took out somewhere. Now then, you're going to be hard on me on this right here. Amen. I feel like everybody had an opportunity somewhere. Amen. And everybody throws up their hand. Boy, they're just, amen, tickled to death because, amen, Donald Trump went over there and took out this and then took out that one. Boy, everybody praised him just because he went over and had them men took out because of the murders that they are doing. We got them here in America.
Amen.
It ought to be took out.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. While there's still holy court cases over one. Amen. Thank God. I may be hung yourself or somebody else hung in one. They still got a trial going on. Amen. He was guilty. How many young lives do you reckon they learned over the years? Amen. What ought to have been happened a long time ago? Somebody, amen, ought to have took him out. Maybe I've saved some of the lives that was took and learned. Y'all don't like that, do you? Amen. It's just a judgment of God. I don't care what you say.
Amen.
We've got some today doing it. But they're getting on with it. Young people, you're facing a world out there that don't care.
Right.
They don't care. They really don't care what happens to you. But you listen to us to this point. There are a lot of people in this world greater than I am, far better than I am. But I don't believe you'll find nobody's got a greater desire. Amen. Thank God to see you safe and at home like you ought to be than I do.
Amen.
I don't care. Amen. I can't stand some of this stuff that's going on over our young people. Amen. We've got doctors, lawyers, judges, presidents. Amen. And the fixers stand before God with more blood dripping from their fingers than they ever thought about.
Amen.
How many of these little fellows over the years have been took out? Done away with because moms and dads didn't want them. We're living in a world like that. But there's something about this right here. Amen. It thrills my soul this morning. No telling what some of them would have had to grow up in and grow up under. No telling how many would have been molested, some done this, some done that. But God seen a way, I guess, to get them out of it. Somebody's going to pay for it, though.
Yes, sir.
But you listen to me. When you get yonder, when you get over yonder, you're going to see all them little fellas. Every last one of them is going to be there. Then somebody's going to have to pay after that.
Amen.
Somebody's going to have to pay.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's more. Amen. Church, I want you to come to this organ for just a minute. That old song in there, and somehow or another they don't sing it much anymore. For people don't really aim to do it. I don't know what page it's on. Keep on the firing line. I want you to play that old song, Keep on the firing line. Hey man, if you're here this morning, you feel the need to pray.
Yes, Father.
If sin in your life, you need to get it out, now's a good time to get it out. You're here this morning, you just ain't close to your need to be. Hey man, that's more to be a good morning. Move up just a little bit. Think some of this stuff, I know we don't want to hear. But I'm telling you, God said it was wrong.
Right.
And it's going to get you, it'll get me, no matter who it is, it'll get you.
Amen.
And somewhere, stand together if you feel like it, and we'll. Amen. She plays this old song right here, you study about it. Amen. God needs somebody.